And you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast, and we've got Maria Groner on the line. Is that how you say your surname?
Groner.
Groner, well, yeah. Sorry.
If you want to pronounce it with a German accent, it's Groner.
Groner, okay, good. And you're from Traveller's Aid, and Traveller's Aid has decided to do a really great service called Time Out. Do you want to explain to my listeners what this is about?
Yes, so Time Out is essentially a carer respite program for those many unpaid carers that look after a loved one. And our carer respite program is a little bit different to some of the others. So we actually take people out. It can be the carer or the care recipient, or it can be both together. We take them for an outing of their choosing and make sure that they can enjoy and connect to what they would like to enjoy. So it could be, for example, Melbourne Zoo is a very beautiful space to relax and take a breath, and the whole caring responsibility that lies so heavily off many of our shoulders. You can just have a little bit of a break. You can go both together with your care recipient, for example, and we have a volunteer or a trained staff, depending on the needs, that can accompany you and make sure you've got a pleasant experience there.
Taking the pressure off.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and there's more practical, besides social activities of that nature, we're talking about things like people needing to go to medical appointments, for example.
Exactly. So the same we can do for medical appointments, in particular regional Victorians who haven't been to Melbourne for the last 2 years because of COVID and really need to follow up on their medical care now, but might feel slightly intimidated by coming back on public transport into the city and using public transport here. Our volunteers and staff can accompany you, meet you at Southern Cross Station or wherever you come in, and then we can take you to your medical appointment, either just the carer or the person you care for, and or both of you, and we make sure that you get there safely and then take you back again to your train.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it is. There are certain things that people have to take into account if they want to use this service, don't they? Like there's a lead-up time, for example.
Yes. So we require bookings, preferably 72 hours notice, 3 business days, because we need to allocate a suitable volunteer or staff member. And it has to be, where you're going, it has to basically be accessible by public transport, because we use the public transport network to get people from and to places.
Yeah, so you're not going to people's homes and picking them up. No, this is all about within the system that you normally work with.
Yes, exactly. So our mission is to connect, to ensure people can connect, engage and participate using public transport. That's what we're all about. So obviously we want to encourage public transport use wherever it's possible. And yes, there are lots of cases where public transport isn't available or not accessible. And unfortunately, it's out of our scope.
Yeah. And also, you're not there to replace people's shower or bathe people, you know, all those kind of intimate types of things. That's not your function. You're about actually giving people the ability to actually enjoy some social connectedness as well as do some of the practical things that they need to do with some ease.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we do provide very limited personal care on these outings, so it might be meals assistance for someone, but we don't do any of that more complex personal care, or where we find that on this one outing, it's not safe for our staff to provide toilet assistance that needs two people because it's a hoist involved and an adult change table. So we wouldn't do that, but guiding someone with vision impairment or just being at their side and very limited personal care.
So how did this come about, this service? Was there a need that was expressed from your users?
I think there is always a need out there to look after carers, because they, 1 in 8 Australians care for someone in an unpaid capacity. So there are obviously a lot of us out there who care for someone, whether it's a parent or a partner or some other family member or friend. And carers need a mix of different options to choose from for carer respite, and funding has always been very limited and options have always been very limited. And for us, it builds nicely on our existing program, the companion service, where we initially helped people to get to medical appointments, but we've broadened that scope in the last couple of years as well. So it just fits nicely into what we already do anyway.
Okay, and so does that mean that the government has come on board with some funding?
The government has come on board with some funding, which we have until the end of the financial year. So getting quickly, it runs out by the 30th of June.
All right. Thank you very much, Maria, for talking to my listeners.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.